Welcome back to America Weekend. I'm Ed Kalenge.
I'm Christina Staffa.
So I get my mail yesterday. When I got home last night, my wife says to me, here, you got this in the mail. Why did you get this? And
Uh-oh.
It is a catalog from a place called Sky King Fireworks.
Oh.
Buy one, get one free on
Ooh,
all fireworks.
Well.
Two issues. Okay. I've never bought fireworks in my life. And you and I both live in states where fireworks are illegal.
Illegal.
You can't buy these things.
So
I'm thinking, wait a minute. So they actually have my home address.
Yeah.
And I see that they have 10 locations in Florida, 6 in Pennsylvania, 2 in Georgia, 1 in Indiana. I'm in New Jersey. Why am I getting this damn thing?
Well, have you ever ordered something from a store that was based out of Pennsylvania, Georgia, Florida?
Probably.
Okay.
So they sell it to the fireworks
guy? I guess so. Well, 4th of July is a couple of months away.
Yes. So load up now of summer season. All right, so I figured, let me take a look in this thing. So, all right, it is a 36 page catalog.
Okay.
And first of all, I see that one of the packages is actually called the Jersey Shore.
Oh.
It says packed to the brim with everything from Roman candles to aerial tubes and even sparklers for the family. Everything you could need for a day down the shore. There's an issue. If you were to light these things up on the Jersey Shore, you go to jail.
You're going to jail.
They're illegal. Honey, let's set off some mortars with the kids as we go to seaside this
weekend. Know what's so funny about that? If you think about back in the day when it wasn't illegal, really, to mm-hmm. shoot off fireworks in New York and New Jersey, maybe it was frowned upon.
Yes.
But it wasn't illegal. You wouldn't go to jail for it.
No.
I remember 4th of July and the block party that would be going off would be, it was like bombs were exploding. No one said anything to anybody.
The neighborhood was under attack, but everybody loved it.
Because it was 4th of July.
Yes. What's the story? John Gotti used to put on these giant fireworks displays for his neighborhood.
I know.
Here's one. Pandora's Box.
Oh, that sounds bad.
1,100 pieces. This enormous assortment has everything from mortars to sparklers with all that you need to light up the sky. You can blow Pandora's Box off with this thing. It's like 1,100 pieces?
Maybe if you're like at a party. A big party.
It's a hell of a party. 1,100 fireworks? How much it costs? $199.99.
Well, that's not bad for 1,100 fireworks.
Really? You're a connoisseur of firework prices?
I don't know. It just seems like a bulk price. Like, you know,
if
they should have on there, this is what it would cost if you bought each of these individually.
Yes.
It should be like QVC for fireworks.
You know what? My God, this is why this works so well. I was just about to make a QVC crack. My God. See, this was meant to be. Do they have Easy Pay like on QVC?
They should have Easy Pay. They should.
I want Lisa Robertson selling me my fireworks. Anyway,
and they would sell out if she did.
Yes, they would. How about this? A 16,000 roll of firecrackers. Look,
it's literally a roll.
It's like a garden hose, the way it's packaged here.
So what do? You just kind of like roll that down the street and you light it at one end?
The Sky King 16,000 roll. SKU number SKFC 16,000. 16,000 firecrackers strung together light the end. And these will fire one after another. $229.99. So you light this sucker, you run, and it will set off 16,000 firecrackers in a row.
How long does it take for that whole thing to go off?
If we lived in the legal state, I would actually get it. We'd take it out to the parking lot, and we would do it. That's great radio, folks.
If we lived in Pennsylvania.
350-piece ladyfingers.
Ooh, what is that?
Why would you want to call a firework a ladyfinger?
What is it, though?
Jumbo Saturn missiles.
Ooh,
this is terrific.
Missiles.
My goodness. You would think you would need to get this in the Pentagon from their gift shop. Soars high into the night sky with sizzling, crackling tails and reports. Big exploding balls. You know, when I go shopping for fireworks, big exploding balls is always at the top of my list, boys and girls. Wow.
I don't even know what to say about that.
I don't know if I want to say anything about that, because I kind of blushed when I even read it.
Mm.
Here's one.
Oh, here we go.
How about the family tray?
Oh, the family tray.
$29.99. Boy, this is cheap. Assortment of ground-based colorful items that snap, crackle, and pop. It's Rice Krispies.
Well, okay.
Great family fun.
Well, because if you have small children, you can't be, you know,
The lighting mortars off. Are kind of, you
the
know.
Mortars. So you have the little sparklers and stuff, and it glows red for a couple seconds or whatever. So that's the family fun pack. But if you are a bunch of adults who are going to be drinking all day long on 4th of July,
yeah.
you want the Mortar Express with the 16,000.
You want power behind your party.
Right.
How about bunker bombs? 5 pieces for $18.99.
Uh-huh.
These bunker bombs contain a barrage of firecrackers.
Oh.
And the other one here, pipe bombs. Oh, those are always great.
Oh, my goodness.
I remember as a kid. Now, all right, there would be some unsavory types I would hang around with. The pipe bombs would go in the mailboxes.
That's terrible.
Yeah.
How,
on mischief night, and they would blow mailboxes off of homes.
Why do you
in
admit
suburban New Jersey?
These things on national radio?
I watched. I never did. I watched.
Uh-huh.
Okay? I
mm-hmm.
watched.
You're guilty by association, Ed.
It's a conspiracy. I'm going to jail. Wow. Stay with us. More to come. I'm Ed Kalenge.
I'm Christina Stoppa.
And this is America Weekend from the Envision Radio Network.
America Weekend.
Big Success in a Minute with George and Mary Lynn.
Who likes to negotiate? Not most people. It's stressful.
Joel Peterson, past CEO of Trammell Crow, the world's largest private real estate developer, says successful negotiations are about win-win.
I've negotiated billions of dollars worth of transactions over 30-some years. I try to get to the point where I understand what the other party wants and am able to say it to them in a way that they relax. And they say, this guy, he's able to say better than I am what I want. That's a very disarming position. So if you're getting bowled over by somebody, you're feeling crushed, it's because you have not done your homework. You've allowed them to do that.
Get what you want and help people get what they want.
Do your homework for big success.
Find big success at BIGGSuccess.com.
If you're adding precious metals to your portfolio, then call Augusta Precious Metals, a leader in gold and silver sales for over 40 years. Call Augusta now at 855-858-5805. 855-858-5805.
Welcome to American Biker Minute. New York State may be first in the nation to come to grips with texting behind the wheel. You could be asked to textilize.
Huh? Textilize.
Not breathalyze. Textilize.
Plugs into your phone instead of your mouth.
Today on American Biker Minute.
Have back taxes taken control of your life, your bank account, your paycheck? It's time to take back control and avoid tax liens, bank levies, garnished wages, and criminal charges. Take control today and call U.S. Tax Shield now at 800-524-6201.
Jeff Ryan for American Biker Minute. Open road carnage has led ABM to block all texts from our phones. We are for liberty. We are against big government intrusion, but we might give a nod of approval to New York State. The Textilizer works like a breathalyzer, only it plugs into your phone instead of your mouth. Textilizer, made by a company called Cell Bright, rats out any texting done during a crash. The Textilizer, too invasive, not invasive enough, or the right idea at the right time. American Biker Minute, your passport to the open road on two wheels.